Business English Power, episode 35. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world, also during my 18 years of teaching in Japan. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is a great episode, I must say. So we've got some power-packed ideas and tips in this one. We're going to talk about job interviews today. And again, that could be an interview for a job. It could be an interview to get into a particular program for university or anything. And we're going to talk about how to do that with three tips. And plus, I'm going to throw in a bonus tip at the end as well. But we want to focus on three major things that you can do to help you stand out and get your dream job or become part of the dream program that you've always wanted to. All right, so let's get into this. Please share this episode if you feel it is valuable with a friend, a classmate, a colleague, a coworker, an uncle, an auntie, whoever you feel like, and that would be greatly appreciated. And feel free to leave a review in Apple Podcasts. That will really help me out, as well as spread the message of Business English Power. And even if it's in your own language, that is perfectly fine. I would love to hear from you either way, in English or in your native language. All right, let's get to our three job interview tips today, plus one bonus at the end. Don't forget about that one. All right, so tip number one to help you with job interviews is prepare for the question or the tell me about yourself. Okay, so that is always going to be one of the questions that job interviews ask toward the beginning of the job interview. So how do we prepare for that? Well, most of us are making the same mistake, which is you are not standing out. You're not being unique. So most people, when they hear that, will say, oh, well, I'm from blah, blah, blah originally. Okay, let me fill in the blah, blah, blahs with some examples. So I'm from Minneapolis originally, and I moved to Los Angeles about 2 years ago. And when I moved here, back before I moved here, I was working at Company A doing marketing, and I did that for about 2 years. And then I moved to LA, and now I was working with Company B, and I did more social media marketing with them for another 6 months. And then now I'm here, blah, blah. So it's kind of a chronological list of your jobs. Now, basically, that is the same information on your resume. Now, remember, the job of the resume is to get you the interview. Okay, everybody can read your resume. They don't need you to repeat it when you're at the interview. So the purpose of the interview now is to share unique things about yourself and why you are a great fit for the position and for the company. So here's where we need to be a little bit more creative so that you stand out from everybody else, because that's what everybody else is doing. So in order to do this, we need to do a little bit of homework. Okay, so you need to research the company a little bit and figure out, you know, how can you truly help them? What value do you bring to the company? How can you help this hiring manager see how you would be a benefit to the company? So maybe you need to research a little bit. What are they struggling with? What issues are they facing? What things do they need help with? And again, it might be a little bit challenging to find that kind of thing, but just dig a little bit and find out, okay, why is this position open? Why do they need someone for this role? Okay, so once you're able to locate those things, you can better address this question of, well, tell me about yourself. So instead of just listing your resume, you can now say, well, I see you have a need for solving these problems, A, B, and C, or you face with these challenges, A and B. And so I can bring unique value to solving these problems or helping you with these issues. Maybe it's with sales or marketing. Maybe you want to increase their sales, or you can help them in with your various skill sets. Maybe it's with programming. Maybe you've figured out how to use a very unique programming language that hasn't yet been brought to that company. I don't know. I'm not a programmer. Maybe it has to do with accounting. Okay. Maybe you can do it faster or better than most people, or maybe you have a unique skill in some area. What can you bring to the table that is unique? So that is what you need to get across in that first question of tell me about yourself. Don't just list your resume. They already have that. Okay? That is tip number one. Let's move on to tip number two. Tip number two is to read the job description very carefully. Now, most of the time, you'll be responding to a job description, a listing, maybe online these days. Back in the day, it was in the newspaper. That's how we used to do it. But it's going to be online. Maybe it was a job posting somewhere. Now, of course, it could be a word of mouth type situation where someone's referring you. Well, even in that situation, if you are being referred, usually the hiring manager will point you to a online resource or a actual job posting on the company site or something like that. So you need to go and take a look at that. What does the job description say? Okay, you want to make sure you read that very carefully and understand exactly what the role is, and it'll help you form your own questions that you want to ask the hiring manager. Let me share an experience from my own failure. Okay, so when I moved to Hawaii several years ago now, my only job interview that I had before coming over from Japan was with Disney and the Disney Resort on Oahu. And so, I read the description of the job, and it said, it kind of gave a basic description. It was going to be working at the resort out in Ko'olina called Aulani. It's a Disney resort. And within the basics of the job description, it also said, be prepared to talk story. Now, I didn't really know what that meant. And I didn't really research it. I just kind of, brushed it over, right? I didn't really think much of it. And little did I know, that's a very common Hawaiian term, talk story. Now, we'll get to what it really means in a second, but the point of this is that I didn't really take it seriously. I read the job description, I went to the job interview, and then sure enough, it came to a part in the interview where she said, why don't we just talk story? And I had no idea what to say or how to respond. And so I did my best, of course, but I ended up, of course, not getting the job. And maybe it was based on that response alone. Now, that's one example of how, not reading the job description closely can really, really hurt you. Now, just for your information, in Hawaiian, talk story just simply means to chat and small talk. It could be about anything. It could be about the weather. It could be about sports. It could be about really anything, Hawaiian life, And so talk story is a really, really important thing because, again, if you're at a hotel talking with guests, you need to be able to converse and socialize with them very naturally, very comfortably, and give them a great experience at the resort. Remember, Disney is all about magical experiences, right? So anyway, that's how I failed and how you can learn from that. So read the job description very carefully and prepare accordingly. That is tip number two. Tip number three is to practice your interview. Okay, now pretty straightforward. But when most people think about that, they kind of get a little bit nervous, get a little bit scared, and hey, I understand. It's part of going through this process. However, it's so important to practice at least with a camera. But if you have someone, a live person who can do it with you, even better, and someone who is experienced in doing interviews or at least they have a successful job themselves, that would be even more helpful. But here's what that gives you. Okay, if you have a live person there, that's willing to role play an interview with you, that is a golden situation, a golden opportunity. because when they give you the questions, you're going to be responding in the not the most natural, because you are just talking to an acquaintance or a friend, but you are at least reacting to their question. And you'll have to come up with your answers right then. Now, the great point about this is that when they are giving you these questions, giving you the interview, they can see, of course, your body language as well as hearing your responses. And so they can give you valuable feedback on your nonverbal cues, your nonverbal language, plus your answers themselves, which are both so very important these days for a job interview. So you always want to be aware of your nonverbal communication as well as your actual responses. So having a person to role play with you is invaluable. Yeah. The other thing, if you don't have someone, is to record yourself with a camera. Everybody has a camera on their phone these days. You can video record. So more easy than ever before to do this. And so, you know, if you have a phone with a video functionality, you should be able to do this no problem. Okay, so set up a camera and just record yourself giving responses to sample questions. And again, you can practice some of the standard questions that are out there, you know, like tell me about yourself, tell us about a challenge you faced and how you solved it, what is your weakness or what is your strength, you know, these kind of things. Tell me about your last position. Okay, why did you leave your last company? Okay, these are kind of standard interview questions that you can prepare for in advance. Okay, so practice them on camera. Watch the video back. I know it's hard sometimes to see yourself and speak on camera, but this is the important stuff if you really want the job. And this will help you critique yourself, but also become better. Because as we talked about in the last episode, repetition builds confidence. So you need to do this over and over to be more comfortable and confident. So that is tip number three. All right, so let's review our three tips today. Number one is to prepare for the question, tell me about yourself. Number two is read the job description carefully. And number three is practice your job interview, hopefully with a person or with a video camera. Okay, and you can do these things to, you know, of course, practice, but also build that confidence that you need in a job interview situation. Now, our bonus tip, as we mentioned, okay, so the bonus tip is, well, let's say the job interview is over. And maybe you feel good about it. Yeah? So the thing we always want to do is send a thank you note. Now, it could be a physical note, like a little card that you send, or it could be an email. Either way, make sure you are sending a thank you note. And not only say thank you, but maybe respond to some of the advice that they gave you or something that you picked up in the interview that was of interest to you. Maybe, of course, as we talked about before, you should ask the hiring manager questions as well. And maybe some of their responses were quite interesting. And you can comment on something that you picked up or some insight that was valuable to you. Okay, so send a thank you note, email, or a physical card. All right, so that is it for today, talking about job interviews and three tips on how to become better at them and more confident. All right, so let me know what you thought about this episode. Send me an email, al@businessenglishpower.com. And I would love to hear from you there. Go check out businessenglishpower.com. We are going to be launching very, very soon something that's really exciting. I'll let you go there and figure it out. But go ahead and sign up for any updates that'll be coming out. And we'll see you there, all right? So thanks so much for joining today. And remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.